going. Knick knack, patty whack, and give the dog a bone. Ian, you ready for us to open the gates?
Yep.
Kabam. Like that.
The gates have been opened.
Oh no, the sidebar says things about me and what I'm doing? I'm going to close Puzzle Quest. Now I'm ashamed. I want people knowing things. Discord.
you know, you're as long as it doesn't say, you know, DC deck building game.
Discord guys, they're watching you. They see your every move. Hey, they're watching you. Whoa. I didn't see who was in first this week.
Who was in first what? What?
I don't know. Ooh. Third base?
Oh!
I was dilly-dallying. I had no idea who got in first.
I dallied. Yeah, I don't know how official, well, it's completely unofficial, but how remotely correct that Diablo 4 news is, but...
Yeah. That Reddit post got taken down.
Oh, did it really?
It doesn't exist anymore.
Huh. Supposedly I saw a Reddit post saying that Diablo 4 Rapture, there was going to be a teaser video at E3 here in June. Hopefully that is correct, because that would make me super excited. I love the Diablos.
Yeah, I still don't get it. You could still expand Diablo 3 so much. I don't know why we need a Diablo 4.
No. If they revert the skills back to the way they worked in Diablo 2, that would be amazing. I like that skill setup way better. So you could just pick, you know, a skill or two that you wanted and really max that out.
So, Craig, what if I purchased a physical copy of the DC deck building game? Would you try it then?
Well, sure, because that doesn't cost me any money.
Right. Well, it's your. I guess if you don't already own Tabletop Simulator, then it's not free.
Right, I do not.
Right. I didn't know if that would still do anything to alleviate your dislike of the DC universe, or I didn't know if a deck building game would outweigh your distaste for DC.
If I can make all my cars be like Hellblazer based, that would be awesome.
I will try to find out what expansion he is in and see about purchasing that as well.
Okay.
You will be disappointed. Super good.
Yeah, at some point we need to convince other people to play Jihad, and then we could get Desktop Simulator going, and then I'll be on board if I can play Jihad with people.
Okay. I don't know how that will work with... I guess we'll just all have unlimited access to all the cards.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds exhausting.
Making a deck will be like, oh, so many choices.
Yeah, I'm out.
Well, surely somebody on the internet is like pre-made decks, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about this here show.
Right on. I'm ready.
Let's talk about Chest Air. Crazy cool medallions. Alright, greetings true believers, and welcome to the 141st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3.
We're back.
The world's foremost listener interactive podcast about Marvel Puzzle Quest.
That's true.
That sounds pretty accurate.
I think that's true. I mean, could be some other schlubs out there, but I don't think so. Alright, I am the only one. You can call me Craig. With me, KS72, SneakyB15, they're Ray, they're Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Word up.
Man, Samurai just instantly posted a picture of his Jihad cards. That is amazing. Why don't you come to State College and we can play Jihad? Yeah, you might be the closest person I know who owns cards outside of Ian. All right, so we are covering the week of May 16th through the 23rd of the 2018s. Your Deadpool Daily Land. We got today was a Blue Doom. Thursday, Blue Mystique. Friday, Red Hulk. Saturday, the Blue Falcon. Sunday, Blue Psylocke. Monday, Green Beast. Tuesday, Black Bullseye. Wednesday is a Red Cap and some Hinky Punks. Over in your 5-day 4-star cutout! Oh, these items. Last we spoke, it was a Big Pun. Did that go well for everyone?
I think so. Is that the one that's currently happening? Did he face A-Force Carol?
I don't remember. Okay. I'm not good at that.
Well, whatever's there now, I was successful.
Nice.
Because I got in my game and I looked, and there's a red check mark that says you may not fight Captain Marvel again. So
woohoo.
I must have been successful.
Yeah, I remember that. That was Deny Black game. Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
I, too, was successful. I don't remember it in any way, but yes.
Yeah, I've completely forgotten that it existed.
I remember Denying Black. There you go.
Yeah. Coming up number next is some guy with a sword.
Mm.
I like that
guy.
On
the 18th. Yeah. That should be an easy win. Ian, what do you got in Bladeland?
I'm scrolling.
Oh, you got 2-2-4. Yeah. Well, you've got a good shot at that. Yep. Yeah.
Optimism. Starting to swell.
Look at this, man. Ian, like, champing 4 stars and getting stuff. And
well, let's not things. Go that crazy. I do have some champion 4 stars, but...
And then next is good old Power Man on the 23rd.
Get in the cage.
Get in the cage. Ian, you got a 4-2-3 there.
Oh, my goodness. That guy's building up, and I'm not even paying attention.
You got good shape going there, too.
Yeah. Some of these 4 stars are just sneaking up on me. Some of them are ready to go, and I can't even take the time to manage it. I'll just tell myself I'm going to champ Deadpool when the new movie drops. I'm saving it for the new movie. Then I will champion X-Force Deadpool as he sits there looking at me, sadly, 4-4-5. But yeah, Power Man probably could be successful as well.
Because this is what it sounds like when worlds collide. Nothing, not even a chuckle. That was just dead air.
Sorry, dude. Man. I meant... Nice. Little Power Man 5000.
I'm ready to go.
I don't know the lyrics. I couldn't support you on that one.
Baby. All right. In story event, we got Fight for Wakanda is going on. 16,500 gets you 3 Ragnaroks, 33,000 for a blue Nico, 25,000 for the CP. Top 50 folks is Shuri. Don't call me Shuri. And 51 to 400 is Classic Spidey. Man, it turns out I still really, hate that event.
What's that? Classic Spidey?
No, Fight for Wakanda. Oh. It's got all those shields. It's got all those bombs.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I get it. I don't hate it. Like, I don't hate it at all. It's fine. I understand why people hate it, but because the shields especially, because the shields are totally against you. Because when the mm-hmm. shields start coming out, yeah, sure, they absorb a little bit of damage, but it's, just in the beginning. Then they all turn to the enemy, and then they start becoming more and more powerful.
Yeah, and very quickly, you can't do any damage.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
I get it. It's just, I don't really hate it that much. I just use people who destroy or change tiles, and it all works out. So, totally neutral.
Yeah, that's a good comment. Yeah, having Nico even made it worse, because then she would crank up the defense tiles, and then give them to the opponent.
Yeah.
So that was nice of her.
That is true.
Ugh. Coming up next, though, is good old Galactus. Love the Galactus.
Yeah.
I might as well talk about that here, right? So that starts tomorrow? Let's go with tomorrow.
It's usually Thursday. I buy that.
On the 17th. So you got Galactus Hunger's Returns. Things you get down in there. We got, sleeves, Classic Spidey, a Shuri, some Galactus Hunger's event tokens. And if you get all the way to the top, you get a Don't Freeze token, which is for the new character, Okoye, which we will talk about later. In Alliance Land, it is 3 Squirrel Girls, sadly 3 Falcon Americas, and then a Don't Freeze token.
Oh.
Featured is Okoye and the new Black Widow, as well as Shuri, Classic Spidey, and 2-Star Thor. And then weekly stuff, man, it is Hulkamania. All the Hulks are boosted. What do we got? Hawkeye. It's like all the Avengers, except for like Cap, are boosted.
Cap and Thor, right? All the Avengers but Cap and Thor? That's what it looked like.
2-Star Thor is boosted.
Oh, yeah?
I
stand partially corrected.
He is the only Thor.
Okay.
But lots of Iron Men and Widows and Hawkeyes and for some reason, Old Man Meatbag.
Sure.
I'm not sure how he fell into there, but...
He makes his way through. So that story that you told about the upcoming event brought some sad news to mind.
Oh.
I'm pretty excited about the covers that we will be receiving. If for the only reason being I have been missing Red on my Falcon America for the whole time.
Right.
So he's been, instead of being useless, he's been unplayable.
Oh.
Sure.
So now I'm looking forward to
you'll get
having
one.
Him. Yeah, 4-5-1 is better than a 3-4.
So I guess you'll have him with as a 1-5-5?
I'll have him at a 4-5-1.
Oh, you have him at 4-4-0 right now.
Yeah, gotcha. 3-4-0, yeah.
All right, math is hard.
That's okay.
All right. PvP land, reality season still going on. Right now you got Zoot Suit Riot. 800 gets you a purple Kamala Khan. 900 is a green Moon Knight. 1200 for the CP. Top 10 folks is Mordo. And 1150 is Squirrel Girl. There you go. Yeah, that's what's going on. Tell me about some pie.
Ooh, pie. Well, let me first start by thanking segment sponsor This Pie.
This Pie.
Thanks, This Pie. Now let me tell you about a, looks like a disappointing pie, but at least it's a what looked a little bit amusing picture-wise. They tell you about Stargazy Pies and why they have a name like Stargazy Pie and why the only thing worse than English cuisine is English cuisine from the region of Cornwall. So, Stargazy Pie is a hot savory pie made with everybody's favorite ingredient, sardines, along with some delicious eggs and potatoes. Now, the key to this is keeping the sardines whole, having their heads poke out the side of the crust, and have the heads looking skyward, which is why it is called a Stargazy Pie. But the key is so that as it cooks, all that delicious sardine head oil drains back into the pie.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm. Because if there's one thing we know about tiny salted fish, is they make everything better. That's the number one pizza topping in Cornwall, anchovies. even if you like sardines, or pilchards in this case, I don't know that I can recommend this pie. I don't know that I've ever, because I enjoy a smelt, a sardine, an anchovy every now and again, but I don't know that I would ever say you should pair that with eggs and potatoes.
No.
So,
The number of Mr. Yuck faces on Discord right now is astounding.
This has to be the same place that he originally brought us, you know, that 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie, right?
Oh, if that's not a Cornish dish.
What can we put in pies? Well, we got fish. How about some crows? All right.
So, to make this even more appealing, if you're not already sold, originally, this fish pie was a 7-fish pie, because sometimes sardines just don't bring enough. So, originally, it included sardines, mackerels, herring, dogfish, eel, lingfish, and a 7th fish of your choosing.
Just a random fish? I can just pick my favorite really? Fish?
I mean, maybe you have a very specific fish preference. and the flavors of those other 6 fish aren't bringing enough to the dish.
First 6 fish, thought, very stringent. That's 7th fish, so that's a wild card. You just go crazy.
Total. That's how you put your own twist on the dish. That's how you make it your Stargazy pie. Also, maybe if you celebrate the Christmas Eve Feast of the 7 Fishes, that'll get all 7 fishes in one dish. So that way you won't have to serve any yummy seafood dishes at your table.
You know, I think if you're rich, like the 7th fish has to be like sturgeon, right? So you could have like sturgeon roe in there, you know, big caviar boost.
Yeah. That would be terrible. I mean, it's already, low.
All that salty goodness you're looking for in your pies.
Oh my goodness. That is a sodium bomb waiting to just wreck you. So there you go. Everybody's favorite Cornish dish. Stargazy Pie, brought to you as always by This Pie.
This Pie.
Thank you, segment hero, This Pie.
Sorry, I saw that pie and I could not resist. It was too exciting. All right, let's talk about Okoye, the warrior general. She's the new character straight out of, The Walking Dead.
Right. I remember her. She was great in the movie.
Yeah. So she is a green, yellow, red, 5-star... her black power is a passive called Wakanda Forever. # Damage from friendly powers is increased by 1321 for each team-up AP you have. Her base team-up match damage is increased by 90%. That's nice. At the start of the turn, if she's not in front, destroy a friendly team AP. So generally, people don't do a whole lot with AP, with team-up APs, so that's cool.
Yep.
Her yellow is 7 yellow. It's called Indomitable Spirit. Restore 1,765 health for each team-up tile on the board. Then convert 4 random basic tiles to more team-up tiles. So while you would never play these two together, man, she is just screaming to hang out with Carol. Because Carol's yellow makes all those team-up tiles. And then...
Oh, that Carol. Okay.
Two-star Carol.
Yes. Okay. Two-star Captain Marvel.
When you say Carol, I think four-star.
Yeah.
Ms. Marvel, I think two-star. But yep. Gotcha. I'm on board now.
All right. Her red power is costs a 11 red. Piercing throw. Deals 7,545 damage and destroy a chosen row. Deals 1,509 extra damage for each tile destroyed in the enemy's strongest color. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. So that's a weird little mechanic that you have to pick the row that has their highest color in it. Highest damage color.
That could be a significant amount of damage. I mean, not like game-changing amount of damage, but significant.
Yeah, it's only going to be like, what, 4 tiles? 5?
Yeah, 3 or 4 probably. Because you have to be
like 2 that a space, then 2 that a space.
Seems unlikely.
Right, so I don't think you're going to get all that many. Doggy Teeth is making fun of my counting ability.
Yeah.
Not very nice, man. I counted to 2. So I don't know, she sounds interesting.
I like that team up power. I'm a little bit confused. I think I said this on Discord earlier about her being able to heal. I don't really know how that. Maybe I'm wondering if I'm missing a scene where she has some sort of medical something. I don't know. Seems a little odd. But.
I think she's just healing you like a bard. Like she's inspiring you so much that you forget some of your damage. It's her indomitable spirit. You can still do it. You can go fight. Yeah, I can go fight. I don't know.
Or it could be Samurai's herbal powdered rhino horn. The rhinos were a bit much in that movie. I'm just saying.
The vibrinos?
Yeah, the vibrinos.
Oh, you gotta assume that we will be talking about that momentarily.
The rhinos?
Aren't there Wakanda supports coming?
There are?
You don't think that's going to be amongst them?
I don't know. I didn't look ahead.
I didn't either. I just assume it will be.
All right, we'll find out. So Koye is out in a special limited vault starting tomorrow at noon on the Eastern time.
There was some more information for our listeners, Craig.
There was?
She only heals herself, but it's a true heal.
So it's not okay. Like a bard. Ha!
No.
She is inspiring herself a whole lot.
She injects herself with vibranium and gets healthier.
Or apparently rhino horn. I don't know. good deal. Samurai says she's expending hit dice during a short rest.
There you go.
Hey, speaking of which, Friday, the new book comes out. New D&D book.
The new book. Morden Kingman's Monster Manual?
Yeah, Tome of Foes.
Okay.
I have to get down to the comic book store Friday and pick up my copy. Because I ordered the special comic book store version.
Oh, special version. I see.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, Okoye Special Limited Vault starts tomorrow. It's got 40 items, a Don't Freeze token, a random 4-star, 3 random 3-stars, and a bunch of other stuffs. There's a Don't Freeze Legendary Store, also starts tomorrow. 15% chance to get a Okoye, Black Panther Civil War, or Spider-Man Peter Parker. Additional tokens are 25 command points apiece. And then you can get some of those Don't Freeze Legendary Covers token things in the aforementioned Galactus Hungers. There you go. Okoye. Christian Okoye. The Nigerian Nightmare. Guy was awesome for like 2 years. 2? 3? I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't follow basketball.
No. He played for the Chiefs.
Did he play? What?
Didn't he play football for the Chiefs?
I don't know.
It's your reference, man.
Yeah. I was just going along. I was like... You said he was Nigerian.
Samurai said he had 2 Pro Bowl seasons, 89 and 91. So there, he played at least 3 seasons.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not good on the...
He was one of that. Remember when there was a string of, like, every running back in Kansas City had, like, 1,500 yards rushing, and then he would just have a different one each year?
Nope.
No? All right, never mind.
Normally I'm there. I'm not here with this one. The 89 Chiefs are not something that I specialize in.
Well, that'll fail you on Jeopardy. Give me 89. Give me the 1989 Chiefs for 300, Alex. I can't name any other players on that team except Christian Okoye. All right. So Wakanda supports. Those actually came out yesterday's. 5 new supports. They are Vibranium Ore, the Dora Malaosh, Shuri's Lab, don't call it Shuri's, Kamoyo Beads, and Ancestral Plane. None of those are vibraniums. Rhinos.
Right.
There you go.
Vibranium ore is distinctly vibranium.
Well, but not, no, it's not a rhino.
That is not, yeah. Mm.
There's also the Supports Wakanda store, has all the contents of the support store, plus the five new ones. The Wakanda supports are available at 4x odds, and there have beginner, advanced, and master packs. The odds to get a rank 5 support in the master pack are roughly 1 in 29. What else we got? There's the Pure Vibranium Vault. That also started yesterday. It's a 280 item vault. That's a lot of options there.
Yes, it is.
One Latest Legend, vault. 2 Wakanda Masters, 6 Wakanda Advanced, 12 Wakanda Beginner, 3 random 4 stars, 27 random 3 stars, and then assorted flavors of ISO 8. And all of the 2 stars. 160 random 2 stars. So I know what I get out of those vaults. 2 stars. All the 2 stars. Moonstones, Aries.
Hey, that's just what I got out of it.
You got Moonstone?
I just did open it up for my, 100 hero point discount, and it was a purple Moonstone.
Of course it was. we got the Shuri Heroes for Hire store. That also started yesterday. 4,800 hero points, 1,500 red ISO A, 2 Wakanda advanced support tokens, 3 Wakanda beginner support tokens, and a blue Shuri in there. There's also the Black Panther King of Wakanda Heroes for Hire store. 250 command points, gets you 5,000 red ISO, a Wakanda master support token, 3 Wakanda beginner support tokens, and a blue King of Wakanda cover. So all kind of shopping options right now. Do something. Buy something.
Go treat yourself.
Treat yourself. One of the few things that I found funny on that show. Treat yourself days. That's all I got for news. I don't know. Let me ask the people out in the Cyberverse. What's the local news in the town I live in? Because you seem to know more than me.
No one knows.
I got a piece of local news from the listener comments. I just had to bring it up.
Okay.
One of our favorite listeners, Baron Diak, I don't remember. My brain's not working. But in any case, local news, medical marijuana dispensary to be opening on Atherton in a few months.
Sure.
The county is making changes to the drug enforcement policies for county workers, and it's allowing them to use a substance medically would preclude the county from receiving federal funds. So, there you go.
Right.
That's not news for a whole, because it's medical marijuana, and being Pennsylvania, right, it's highly restrictive. But there you go. That's all the local news I got.
Oh, hey, more importantly, they just told me that there's going to, a new restaurant's going to open in the Eaton Park location.
Oh, about time.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me read this article. Now I need to catch up and find out what's the... I'm out.
The building is completely full of spider webs at this point.
It doesn't matter. I'm never going there.
Uh-oh.
It's a Cajun seafood place.
Ooh.
Shut up your face.
Oh, my goodness. Medical marijuana and Cajun seafood? I'm coming home, boys.
I don't know. If you're going to like the name of this place, it's called Crazy Boil. Go on down there, Crazy Boil. Get me some... Crawdads. I couldn't think of anything you could Cajun boil. we always called them crawfish. What did you call them growing up?
Crawfish.
Yeah, crawfish.
Okay.
Aren't crawfish and crawdads the same thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just some people call them crawdads, some are crawfish. All I know is they're gross little lobstery things. You cook them up, they turn red. You rip the tails off, you eat that and suck all the juice out of the brain.
Brain juice.
I've seen people eat them and went, oh, gross. And that's as far as I've got. They seem to enjoy it.
More Mr. Yuck faces appearing in Discord. It's weird.
Mr. Yuck is me.
Mr. Yuck is me.
I'm never going to be able to find that clip.
Anyway, this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, it's the storm of the century! Take it away, Ian.
Right on. So let's talk about everybody's favorite two-star storm. Probably no one's favorite, but very popular. Green, blue, and yellow. Her lightning storm costs 12. It destroys tiles and generates AP as it always should. It blows up one tile for every green AP that you have.
Okay.
That's it.
True story.
Not very exciting. I don't use it. Everybody uses it. Everybody keeps her around for Windstorm.
Yeah.
It costs 11 blue. It does 2,400 AoE damage and stuns whoever you targeted.
And that's good power.
It's good power. Really, really helps move through those goons during the Deadpool daily. Lastly, she's, I forget what the yellow's called, Raging Tempest. If she loses at least 20% of, if a member of the team is damaged for 20% of their max health, she deals 439 damage to the enemy. I'm pretty sure it's AoE damage as well. And she also does, if you're below 50% health, then she's dealing 2,900 damage.
Look at her go.
Yeah, that's the only time that power is useful.
Yeah. But if you're below 50% health? Yeah, absolutely.
If things are going bad.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. If things go horribly sideways, but you don't die, chances are they do.
Yeah. And just every time she appears on the screen, I just have flashbacks to the old X-Men cartoon, because that, like, that's the outfit.
Yeah.
She talks in her ridiculous, crazy voice. The elements will, you know, will attack you now. Whoa! And then, you know, something happens. Like, she has, like, the most ridiculous voice.
That was an awful impersonation.
I don't think it's that far.
I thought it was solid.
I don't think it's that far from reality on that show. Mother Nature, guide my hand!
I need that power. This is going sideways fast. I need to stop Craig. I run her at a 3.55. As always, for 2 stars, I don't think it matters, as long as you keep the blue at a 5. I'm sure I'm wrong. I'm sure 5.53 is more appealing to most people, but I don't think it's a big deal. Keep that blue at a 5. Keep using Storm Classic. She's pretty good. As long as you don't have Craig do the voice work for her.
I still think I'm right on. That's dead on, that voice.
That's 2-star Storm for It's Always Sunny in Xandar.
All right, moving on. No one got to listen to last week's show, so it sounds like it's a late mail week. What you got, Lumpy?
That is a true story. The mailbag is pretty empty. It's more like a mail tiny little pile. But, hey, that's okay. So, first...
It's like a mail Ziploc bag?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I was going to go over, so we had some issues with the loading on the podcast. Just today, it looks like it's working again, but the provider hasn't got back to me to tell me what happened or that it's actually fixed. So it looks like it's working. We'll see tomorrow how things go. Hopefully it goes better. So, the actual mail.
I've got the usual for you.
Jeff Polier. Commented on 2-star Torch. He's not bad for 2-star. We're just so far beyond him now. I think that's fairly accurate. Even 3-star Torch, I think that's true for. So he says, I'm just playing 5-star Strange and America Chavez for everything. The third character doesn't even matter.
All right.
I do the same thing, but with Thor, because Thor's match damage is even stronger. And man, it's sick. Still no Jessica Jones for him, so Craig, if you have all the characters, you're still ahead.
Woot woot. Well, I guess right up until tomorrow, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I think I managed to get all the characters as well, though, so I'm right there with you.
Nice.
Shuri, the Shuri deal in the Heroes for Hire store, he brings up. He says that deal was really good. It is, but not necessarily, in my opinion, not necessarily if you're just looking for a Shuri. Like that 250 command points is quite a bit to...
She's 4,800 hero points.
Yeah, so the 4,800, that's okay, but you do get the extra supports, which makes it a whole lot better. Anyway, Pradiak also said he likes Elektra as well. There's way too much negativity thrown her way, especially when she can take away the strike tiles from Grocket and wreck that meta in PvP. So let that sink in.
Right, but
yes?
But then what happens? Then you're still playing Elektra and you lose.
Well, you got to bring someone who does damage, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
That's all he said. I don't know. He also said that the pie clue was rather fishy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Zing.
Jordan from Jersey said that he's glad that we eventually found a workaround for the hosting woes. He'd been going through withdrawal. If we do have problems again, I will be posting it on YouTube. I will likely be posting it on YouTube if we don't have problems. So it'll be there in any case. So if you want to take a look, I'm adding more and more of our older shows to the YouTube channel. It's Puzzle Warriors 3 on YouTube. So imagine that.
Subscribe.
Yeah, hit the subscribe button. I hear that that does stuff.
All the other YouTubers say to do it, and I trust them in a not at all kind of way, but I believe them.
That is exactly where I'm at, Ian. he also said, this was Jordan again, the crash sound effect literally made his heart skip a beat. I was not expecting that. What, I don't remember what I put in.
Oh, didn't my, that seems dramatic.
It was a special request. Well,
it was a special request. I have a few different ones that I use. And somebody requested, I think it was the lightning one.
Right.
It's pretty realistic.
Hey, Brigby says that there are Spotify podcasts. We should look into that.
Spotify.
That's a thing the kids use to listen to music, right?
Yeah, I do have it.
That's good advice. Let's make that happen.
All right, I'll look into it. Or you could look into it and let me know.
That seems unlikely.
We'll be on there by tomorrow, no problem. I'll look into it.
So there were comments about the fact that the podcast wasn't available on the RSS feed. It is now. But in any case, UNC Samurai blamed you, Ian. He says this is all because Ian angered the barbecue gods.
That's true.
It's not true. You're both mistaken. And you weren't entirely... No one but him opposed me on his weird vinegar sauce. And Craig is still wrong about dry rubs. Dry rubs do not make you a better barbecuer.
I like dry rubs, but I agree with Ian's statement as well.
Nope. Sauce is the poor man's crutch.
I disagree.
My meat tastes like crap? Yeah, lather it in sauce. They won't be able to tell the difference.
How is that any different than putting a dry rub on it?
No, it's not. A rub is an enhancer. A sauce is just bull crap.
Welcome to Craig's gastronomical adventures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like four foods in the world. Be quiet. Leave me with Texas brisket.
Grinch, I have heard of Spotify. I have used Spotify. I just had no idea about podcasts on Spotify. So just wanted to be clear. D-Wing Illinois said, since I can't listen on YouTube and post Reddit on my phone simultaneously, all I can remember is he is in absolute shock that Ian is more glib on Vanilla Ice lyrics than Craig is. I think that might have just been last week. Because Craig's pretty big on the Vanilla Ice lyrics.
Way bigger than me. Just the one song, though.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he had any other songs.
He
put on albums, so I mean, obviously he had more songs, but...
Play That Funky Music, White Boy. He did a cover of that.
He did cover that.
Got some traction.
Lay down the boogie and play that funky music till you die.
Music. Yep.
All right. And finally, he said...
That was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song, right?
Was
totally different. And that was, as a matter of fact, that was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Right.
And that was Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember there was another song.
Yeah. Rob had it going on back in the day.
Good old Rob Van Winkle.
Did you see him when he came to the Crowbar?
I did not.
It was, I almost said it and I don't want everybody to have to drink. It was an excellent show.
I wish I'd known about it back then. I probably would have gone.
Oh, it was not back then. It was when he was doing his rap metal covers of his own music.
Yeah, I would see that. That's still back in the day. Crowbar's been closed for a decade.
Right. Well, yeah, he did. He put on a really good set. Huh. I appreciated it.
Good deal for him.
Okay, and finally, yes. D-Wing said that he's about to add Stupid Scott Summers to the 13 Cover Club with a resupplier. Reward. You know, I'm sorry, but Scott Summers is not, I mean, okay, stupid Scott Summers, sure, but in the game, he's really useful. He's really a pretty solid character.
Hey, does a lot of damage.
In this game?
Yeah, in this game.
His damage output is excellent.
Yeah, it does good damage. I just, you know, personally hate Scott Summers.
That's fine. He is losing to the power creep, but
sure.
Slowly, he's still useful. He's still good.
Right. I would never, you know, begrudge someone that. I don't.
Yeah, both three-star and four-star.
My hatred for...
are pretty good.
Yeah, my hatred for Gwenpool has nothing to do with her quality in this game.
Oh, sure.
Right.
So, you can hate stupid Scott Summers.
All right, like I said, it was a light stack of mail. That's all I got. Thanks for bringing it in, though, Lumpy.
You had to carry all that through snow both directions, uphill. all right. So once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz. And we just want to pump you up. That was F-word gold.
all right, Ian, hit me with who's boosted.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you about boosted people to the best of my ability. And by that, I mean...
reading this graphic provided by UNC Samurai.
My supplemented abilities by everybody's favorite UNC Samurai. The three-star boosts, Black Panther. Love the Black Panther. Those, his yellow is a good damage boost right before you fire off his black AoE to wreck everybody.
I have been using him to defeat the, I don't know what you call them, the single fight that you have to do in the main Wakanda event. You know, the one-time fight that gives you 3,500 ISO.
Oh, okay.
I actually used my three-star Black Panther to defeat the last one as opposed to my four-star.
I've been using my five-star Black Panther.
Yeah, see? I've been using the weakest of the three. He works. He's good.
He's right. He really is. And his protectile generation is also decent. I just never use it.
Mm-mm.
Bullseye's boosted. Everybody loves three-star Bullseye. He's making... Oh, Ian, you still don't know the difference between strike and attack tiles, but whichever one the sword is...
Strike! Strike!
Strike, okay. Sword is strike, attack is fist. Maybe that'll help. Sword, strike, there's some alliteration there. So, he's making strike tiles, he's throwing strike tiles, hopefully he's grabbing the enemy's special tiles and throwing them back at him. He's doing a little board shake. He does it all. He's a fun character.
Fun, absolutely.
Everybody now and again likes to see if they can't fill the board with nothing but strike tiles if he just kills a person or two. Oh, good old Hulk. He's somehow good, but never as good as I've always wanted him to be. That green board shake with the black-green generation.
He's got two good powers.
He's fine. He does. It doesn't do a whole lot of damage, but it's a whole lot of useful sometimes. I don't really want to talk about the Punisher that much. I'm just going to breeze over him because I don't care for him.
He's got one great animation. Great,
oh, his animations are fine.
When he comes out and shoots you in the face, I mean, that's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, with his red, when... especially if you catch him where it's an insta-kill and you get to imagine that the last thing they saw was looking down the barrel of his gun and now they're dead. That's good. His animation where his green animation's good too. It's not a super useful power. Neither is Molotov Cocktail, but it does put down a countdown pile that keeps clicking every turn. So that's, or a repeater tile, if you will.
Mm.
And good old Sleeves. What a versatile three-star. He uses his red to make yellow, uses his yellow to make green, and then kills everybody. That's me doing damage all the while. Good for him. That's what I like out of my characters. Nice and straightforward. They do their own work to do their own damage and clean up everything.
Hey,
so that's three-star.
Thor spun around back to Thor number one this week. The Odin son is back large and in charge.
You've been waiting on this for quite some time.
Jane is no longer Thor, and it's a good time.
Yep, I'm down with that, too. Now, on to the four-star boosted characters of the week. All right, some of these I'm going to have to really use my crutch because I know super little about them because I know the Jubilee is boosted. And I know that when we first went over her powers, I was excited. And then I had a bunch of opportunities to play with her, and she was not very good. And I was like, man, if there is one thing I cannot do, it's hear a character's ability and judge whether or not they're going to be good. So, now I don't have her, you know, powered up or fully covered, so I couldn't begin to tell you if she's effective or not, but I will tell you about what she does. Her yellow lets her do some extra match damage, and the whole team can do it if you have some charge tiles on the board. Her purple does some board shake, some stun, some damage, does multiple stuns, which is nice, and her green creates the charge tiles to make the yellow slightly more effective. Deals a little AoE damage. So I feel like she should be good. I keep reading this over and over again, and my brain says, yeah, she's pretty good. My experience has told me otherwise.
Yeah, I only got to use her in that same, you know, that same short time period. And
right.
Yeah, 1-2-2 is not enough for me to do anything with her. So
yeah, I got a 3-3-1, but yeah, I don't do anything with her.
Yeah, that's a lot. I do like her her cover. Her cover is arguably my favorite cover.
It
in
is
the game.
A cool cover.
Yeah,
that was
for
a good
dumb
choice.
Character, but
yeah, Nova's boosted. I was down on him years ago, and I hear he's excellent. I don't doubt it for a second.
Yeah, he's solid.
Right. His red is that his Rocket Man slash other ability that toggles between the two? Sends someone airborne and takes them out of the fight, and then they get hurt when they fall?
Isn't that his black? Am I getting confused?
I don't think so.
No. Yellow puts out the tiles and does damage. Red throws you into the air. Black makes tiles, and if you have way too many tiles, he crashes into you uncontrollably.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, so he could... You know, with enough red generation, he could potentially juggle people, take them, you know, continuously out of play for quite some time, which sounds nice.
Sorry, my brain went to weird places.
Okay.
Juggle people. Ba-da-doop, ba-da-doop, juggle people.
Oh, that was a stretch.
In
but
the air now.
Like
juggle
it.
People. Ba-da-doop, ba-da-doop.
Let's talk about Vulture. Ray loves the Vulture.
I do.
He's boosted. He goes airborne, so no one can hurt him. And while he's up there, he generates some AP. He does AoE damage, and he can come out of airborne and wreck you with his blue.
Mm.
Wait, does the blue go off when you go airborne?
Yeah, the blue goes off the moment you use the black, as long as you have enough blue. Never use the blue yourself. That's really key.
Okay. Great. Oh, and it removes special tiles.
Mm. Yes. It'll even remove countdown tiles if you use the black instead.
Right.
Yes.
Man, Vulture, you are good. Gotta get me some more Vulture.
Damn Vulture, you scary?
That is true. The worst thing is when he's got a countdown tile out there, he's in the air, and you can't match that thing away. You know he's coming down and doing massive amounts of damage.
I'm right. Let's talk about Craig's personal hero, the War Machine. He, if I remember correctly, puts out a lot of countdown tiles that make attack tiles. He can wipe out, or does he wipe out protect tiles, or does he bypass protect tiles?
No, with his infrared whatever.
With his blue, yeah.
I thought he got rid of them. I thought they got rid of any special tile.
Yeah, that sounds likely. And his green does a skosh of damage as well. No one likes the poor War Machine. He just got reworked recently. Did not benefit him the way it does some people.
He does help out Carol and Coulson.
Yeah. Oh, but with all those countdown tiles. Yeah. All right.
It removes...
And he's boosted. That's going to be huge.
Yeah. It removes invisibility tiles and up to 5 enemy protect tiles. Or at level 5, it removes up to 6 enemy protect tiles. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Right on.
All of them. Removes all of the enemy protect tiles and all invisibility tiles.
Can he help you with the neutral tiles in the Wakanda world? Don't they become enemy protect tiles and cause you grief?
Yeah, after they're flipped, right?
Yeah. War Machine, saving the day in Wakanda. Lastly, probably not leastly, Yondu does things. He's boosted.
Yeah, I like Yondu.
His blue, doesn't his blue just streak around the board and do damage every turn?
Yeah, that whistle power is the bomb.
Yeah, you fire that blue off, it does a massive amount of damage, and then it does damage, you know, every turn. That's the only power I know he has. It's the only one I use.
His yellow, if you match 4, he gets you a true heal countdown tile.
Sure.
That's helpful.
Yeah, sure.
His black destroys AP. Enemy AP.
Does it?
In whatever is their highest. Throws out a couple strike tiles to make you feel better about yourself. So those are the boosted characters this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always to Mr. Fudge.
Mr. Fudge. All right. Let's hit the vine.
Word. Don't worry, my game's open, as everyone knows. I'll go first.
All right, hit it.
I got a purple moonstone. I'm going to go ahead and add a level to my current moonstone. Now I have nothing on my vine.
Yeah, well, that was easy.
Oh, yeah.
What is going on? Is the entire desk you work at moving? Like, what?
Oh, sorry. I had to move my keyboard. I got a King of Wakanda dying, a Loki, a Magneto, and that's it.
King of Wakanda, did you tell me that you have him at some odd amount of covers and you're missing one?
Let me see what I have him at. I have him at 135.
Right. Okay. You can just go ahead and sell that or let that die. What are your other two vine situations?
3-star Magneto, 3-star Loki.
Do you have new ones of them working currently?
Yeah, my Loki's at 551.
Oh,
bone. And my second Magneto is a 352, so.
Semi-bone.
Yeah. I don't really want to make a third Loki or Magneto.
No. No. No, that's will increase your ever-increasing ISO pile.
Yeah. I know, I'm getting crazy with the ISO.
Really?
I'm at 1.1 million.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. That's beefy.
I got 5,600 hero points. I got 440 some command points. Like, I've never had this much currency ever.
I thought I was doing good at 472,000 ISO.
Yeah, but you've got like champion 5-stars. I haven't spent any of that kind of stuff.
That is true. I do have, yeah.
You have a champ 5-star?
Me?
You have several champ 5-stars? Yeah.
I have.
I knew you had fully covered 5-stars. I didn't realize that you had championed them.
Yeah, I've got 4 of them now.
Wow.
And they're
classy.
They're arguably the 4 strongest, so I can't complain.
Yeah, I know you have Thanos and Gambit fully covered, so I assume they are amongst.
Yes.
Oh, and you talk about Thor a lot, so I assume you finished him.
Yep.
Who's your 4th?
Strange.
I've heard of him. He's a delight.
Yeah, he's complete wrecking machine to anything that puts out the automatic, you know, any of the goons. So, yeah. And I really want Black Bolt next, but there's no way he's going to be there. I just can't get covers for him fast enough. But in any case, my vine is really easy. It's 3 2-stars that I haven't got to yet. I have not been having any sort of vine issues. I was, after managing to get Black Panther and Shuri champed, yeah, vine has been pretty simple. I would like to mention, though, because we don't really do the reward of the week anymore. I opened up 3 heroic tokens and got 4 4-star covers out of them. Four covers from 3 tokens. I got a Miles, a Black Panther, Iceman, and then a bonus Valkyrie out of 3 tokens. That was amazing.
You might as well just get a 5-star in a minute here, too. Why not?
That would be nice.
That would, I'm a little envious. Those all sounded like things I could use that would reduce my number of missing covers. Valkyrie is one of the elusive 4-stars. Her and Black Widow. And obviously Gwenpool, but I don't see that changing
right
anytime.
Yeah, I've been complaining that I only get 2 stars out of the heroic tokens. And,
right.
apparently RNGesus was listening because all of a sudden I got all of them.
The ship totally righted itself on that one.
Yeah, I can't complain anymore.
Yeah, I have a lot more characters rostered than I realized when you guys were talking about having completed all of them. I was like, I can't be anywhere close. And I was like, nah, I'm closer than I thought. I mean, other than the 1-stars, which, and Gwenpool. So let's say 1-stars and Gwenpool don't exist. And then I'm closer than I thought.
You don't have Bagman either, do you?
I do have Bagman.
Oh, nice.
One of the events came and gave us some Bagman.
The funny thing for me is, because when you do your Deadpool dailies, I just use whatever like my 3 highest level 2-stars are. And I'm playing like the other day, and I'm like, why is Spider-Man in this fight? Bagman had made it to my top 3 highest.
Oh.
2 stars? And I was like, oh no. And there he was.
That's amazing.
Because he's at level 126, so he's getting up there.
Yeah, I can't get mine fully covered, so that won't happen for me for some time. What are we doing now?
I think we were going to thank this vine.
This vine.
For our Dying on the Vine segment.
And
this vine.
And then Ray should open up a 5-star, because that's what happens.
Okay. I'll go first, since Ray's going to hit it big. But right. I'll stall for some time while you introduce the segment, and I will take my cursor and pretend that it is a Gillette Mach 3, and I will pantomime shaving some goofy facial hair.
I wonder where that was going. All right, so Open to Tokens brought to you, as always, by this guy.
This guy.
Hey, do it, Ian.
All right. Ba-bam, Medusa. Ba-bam, bonus Mockingbird.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
I like me the Mockingbird.
What's that get those two?
Oh, sparing on both of them, but let me tell you about them. Medusa is now at... Ooh, that was my first one of that color. So Medusa is now at a 1-1-1.
Oh, poop house.
Secret mission has skyrocketed to a 2. So now I have Medusa at 1-1-1, and I have Mockingbird at 0-0-2.
All right, then.
Well, I definitely really needed those covers, so all right, good for that.
I'm going to poke those lame pseudo-fake Wolverine claws that they call shields. It's a 4-star. Oh, it's a good one, though. Good old Peggy. Love Peggy.
Yeah.
Let's see. That gets Peggy up to level 285.
There was a big... After her Exiles debut, there was a big surge.
Yeah.
I was just looking at that character because it's got the new graphic here on my roster to let me know that she has a support attached to her. And that's like the only one in sight.
Oh, you gave her the cap shield?
Yeah.
All right.
Seemed appropriate. She looked like the kind of cap that would use a vintage cap shield.
Can't argue that.
Okay. I'm all going right. to poke him in the top of his head and remind the soldier that he needs to get a haircut.
Jessica Jones cover. Here it comes. Right.
Nope, it's a 4-star.
Right on.
It is another Nico Minoru.
Oh.
Oh, I got a bonus. I got a bonus Valkyrie. And it's not black, so that's awesome. Let's see if that fills up. So that takes my Nico to a 283. And Valkyrie is now fully covered. 454. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
There goes all my ISO. But okay.
Well worth it.
So how many 4-stars do you have left to champ?
Oh, man.
It's got to just be a couple.
So after I champion Valkyrie, I'll still have Jubilee, the brand new Black Widow, and Howard.
Yeah.
Because all I get with Howard is purple. So he's
can't get green. I need green Howard, and this never happens.
Yeah. So yeah, Jubilee and Black Widow. That's all I really got now.
Good deal. All right. Thanks, this guy.
This guy,
I'll miss you when our alliance breaks up.
Is that happening?
Knows it. Yeah. I mean, that's the state of all my alliances. They're like a lot of fun, and eventually, all the good players are like, "Ugh, this Ian guy is a total boat anchor. Let's make another alliance for our casual players so we can continue progressing in the game." And I went, "Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
It's a game, man. It should all be casual."
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's where I am, but I
fly
understand
casual.
And respect their desire to move ahead in the game.
What does that mean, fly casual? Ian, talk about the podcast network.
Word. So, this show that you're listening to right now is part of a podcast network known as the Soon To Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. On there, you can find our archive of other excellent podcasts to fill your podcasting days, your drives to and from work, and however else you like to spend your free podcasting time. You can find direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you could go directly to soontobenamednetwork at soontobenamednetwork.com, soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com.
Thanks. All right. You're anything welcome. Else for the good of the order?
I think I told all my stories.
All right, then. Ian?
Yeah, I'm in the clear.
Okay. Thanks for joining us, PuzzleWarriors3.com. Hopefully the Podomatic will work this week and everyone will get it normally.
Yay!
Hopefully. Comments, suggestions, you know where to find us, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, the D3 forums, or directly off of our website, where you could click on the Amazon banner and buy some Memorial Day stuff.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Yeah, you need to open your pool or something. Buy something on Amazon. And I bought myself this sweet Captain Kirk chair from the Enterprise as a pool float.
Oh, that, is the pool open?
It is not yet heated, but it is open.
Oh, awesome. Well done.
So I will turn on the heat before the actual holiday.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, hey, I completely forgot to mention this in any way. Jeff Duggan had brought up that he was asked me if he had pointed out why the boss events always seem to boost Iron Man, Spider-Man, Black Widow, Wolverine, Thor, et cetera, et cetera. It's because those characters have multiple levels. So there's one at like 2-star, 3-star, 4-star. So that no matter where you are in the game, you're probably going to have somebody who can use it's boosted. I thought that was worth mentioning.
All right.
Yeah. It keeps the game, you know, fun for even if you don't have a fantastic roster. So.
Right.
Stays crunchy even in milk.
Exactly.
You can also head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and get yourself some swag with our logo on it. You should do that. It's good times. So that's it. Goodbye. And remember, kids, you're going to need a stone to crack this nut. Good night.
Bye, friends.
Good night.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Almond joy's got nuts. Mouths don't.